Good evening, everybody. Most of what we're going to talk about this evening should be Dvarim Pshutim. I assume most people probably know everything we're going to say. But I think at least once a year, it's probably worthwhile to chazar some of these inyanim, and that is the inyanim of Chazaras Hashatz. This week's Parsha, Parsha Seika, we speak about La'avda b'chalavavchem. It's about tefillah, and it's a time for us to, once again, think about some of the very simple halachas that many of us already knew, but just to remind ourselves. So first of all, the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Siman Kuch Chav Dalet Siv Dalet, says the Rama as follows, Yesh Omrim Shekol Ha'am Yamdu Kishachozer Hashatz HaTfila. The Rama says when the Shliach Tzibur is reciting the Chazaras Hashatz, we are supposed to stand. That's what the Rama quotes B'Shem Yesh Omrim. The most proper thing to do is to stand up. The Chayyadim quotes this as well, and the Chayyadim assumes also that if one is able to, we should stand. In the Ha'aris, on the bottom of the Chayyadim, the Tosefes Chaim, they quote that the reason for this is that if a person stands up, he can really be a little more connected to the Shliach Tzibur, and that could be considered more of a Shomea Ka'ona. So since we're trying to be Yotzei our Tefillah, not only in the Tefillah Belachash of our Tefillahs Yachid, but we're also trying to accomplish having a Tefillah B'Tzibur, a Tefillahs HaTzibur, so once we want that to happen, and we want to have some sort of Tziruf between ourselves and the Chazin, so we go ahead and we stand, if possible, during Chazaras Hashatz. The Bir Agra on Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Kuv Chav Dalet crosses out this line in Shulchan Aruch, and he writes, right on the spot, he says, HaTfila Lehotzi She'enu Baki. Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Agra writes there on Shulchan Aruch, that note, the Tfila is Lehotzi She'enu Baki, says the later Achronim explain what the Bir Agra is trying to get at, meaning he's driving at the point that since in the times of the Gemara, the Tfila was meant to be Lehotzi Es Mishe'enu Baki, but nowadays every single person in the room damens his own quiet Shemona Esrei. So when we say a Chazaras Hashatz, it's not really lahotzi as Misha'enu Baki. It's not really to be motzi ourselves, because we, in fact, did daven Shmona Esrei already. So therefore, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is that nowadays one would not have to stand during the reciting of Chazaras Hashatz, because it's not any longer to be lahotzi as Misha'enu Baki. In Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they write that the consensus should be Misha Nakal Olamad B'Shas Chazaras Hashatz, a person who's easy for him, who doesn't have too much trouble to stand. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that is the most proper thing to do, is to stand. The Pri Megadim, when he talks about this issue, so he says, commenting on what the Shulchan Aruch wrote here, that everyone should stand if they can. So he says, Achshav Avonoseinu Rabban Kalechad Ose Kefi Daito Umehem Yoshim Masichim. He says, nowadays everybody does whatever they want. And we'll see the Pri Megadim in a few minutes is going to have another sharp, feisty lashon like this about something else. So the Pri Megadim over here writes that nowadays everyone does whatever they want, and he says, Vesoch Dalid Amos Lashatz Medina Asr Leishev. Whether you're going to stand or you're going to sit during Chazaras Hashatz is a question if you're able to, but he says if you're sitting within Dalid Amos of the Shliach Tzibur himself, that is obviously something that is not permissible, because one is never allowed to sit within Dalid Amos of a person who's davening. So that's something to keep in mind. If one finds himself within Dalet Amos to the Shliach Tzibur, certainly one would have to stand up in that type of case. That's what the Pri Megadim points out here. So now let's go on and just discuss briefly about talking during Chazaras Hashatz. There's a famous tshuva in the Rambam. This is nothing new. The Rambam writes in one of the tshuvas, the Radbaz quotes this whole lashon from the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, Lachain, Hinani Omer, Shekach Roi Bizmanenu. The Rambam is talking Bizmano, which he calls Bizmanenu. But obviously, Kol Shekein nowadays, Kishiyachzer Shliach Tzibur L'Hispalo B'Kol Ram, says the Rambam, when the Shliach Tzibur is going to go ahead and repeat the Shmona Esrei, the Chazaras Hashatz, Kol Misha Hispalo V'Yatzei Dechavaso, anyone who already davened, anyone who knows how to daven, and really he's not going to pay attention now, Yapuch Panav L'Saperim Chaver, he's going to turn around to shmooze with his friend. This is the Rambam talking. O L'Sicha B'Tela, V'Yachzer Panav Me'am Mizrach, he's going to turn his back to the Aron, he's not going to be facing the same way as everyone else is. And then it's going to have a trickle effect, because there are going to be some people in the room who really don't know how to daven. Those people have to listen to the Chazaras Hashatz because they have to be Yotzer the Shmona Esrei. So now when they see that the Talmidei Chacham in the room who know how to read are going to be turning around and schmoozing, so now what are they going to do? Yasser Gamhu came below Yisafik. Of course he's going to learn from the Talmud Chacham, and he's not going to be paying attention to the Shmona Esrei, to the Chazaras Hashatz. He's going to lose out on his whole davening. He's going to be on the mistaken opinion, on the mistaken impression that during Chazaras Hashatz, one does not have to pay attention, one does not have to listen. Then it turns out that we ruined the whole premise of why we do Chazaras Hashatz in the first place. It was really to be motzi the person who doesn't know how to daven. When the person who doesn't know how to daven looks around the shul and he sees those who davened already are not listening and are not paying attention, he's going to do the same thing. And it turns out there was no reason for the Chazaras HaShatz. So now the Rambam gets very radical and he says that he thinks Yispalu Hakol Achar HaShatz Tfila Achas B'Kedusha. The Rambam got rid of Chazaras HaShatz. In the days of the Rambam got rid of Chazaras HaShatz, and he says, because of this concern that everybody's sitting and schmoozing and turning around and not paying attention to Chazaras HaShatz, the Rambam threw out the whole halacha, and he said that more proper is that everybody should daven along with the Shliach Tzibur. There should be no tefillah b'lachash. We're all going to answer the Kedusha as the Chazan gets up to it. And he says, "Va'abilti b'kiyim yishmu v'yichru kula mimashatz." Those who don't know how to daven will just bow along with the shatz. They'll just follow along like everybody else. And then this way, everybody will be facing the Mizrach. Everyone will be facing the same direction as the Shliach Tzibur is reciting the Shemona Esrei. V'yotzu kula midechavasan. V'yiyeh hadavar holech al nachon v'yosher v'timna arichas hachazara. He says this way we'll block it. Right? Everybody has an issue that Chazaras HaShatz takes so long. Says the Rambam, this way we'll get rid of the extra time with the Chazaras HaShatz. V'yusar chil l'ashem shenespashe ben anachrim. And we'll get rid of the chil l'ashem. Why? Because all the goyim know that the Yehudim, Rokikim, Akachim, Umasapim, Mesoch, Tfilasam, they all know that we clown around during Chazaras HaShatz. Says the Rambam, if I get rid of the whole din, then there will be no longer any chil l'ashem because the goyim will no longer see us talking during davening and seeing things that are not supposed to be going on in shul. So the Rambam took it to the next level. The Rambam said, because of his concern, throw out the whole halacha of Chazaras HaShatz. Everyone in the shul is going to daven at once. In fact, the son of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, says, don't just think my father meant this as a nice tshuva that he sent someone. My father actually practiced this way, halacha l'maisa. And he said the Rambam was very concerned about the Bizayon Kvod Shamayim and the Chilul Hashem. And he said, therefore, the Rambam really got rid of Chazaras HaShatz in his community. They did not have the practice to do Chazaras HaShatz any longer. Okay, so obviously we're not dealing in our community with people who talk during Chazaras HaShatz, of course. So all we're talking about is the next sugya. What is the next issue? Right, we'll just glance over that. We have the minute to do Chazaras HaShatz because we're assuming no one's going to talk. If we're all talking, why not go back to the Rambam and throw it out? So Chilul Hashem. So Elamai, what are we discussing? In our community, we're talking about a different concern. What about learning during Chazaras HaShatz? So says the Magen Avraham, and again, much of this is famous, but worth going over. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet Hilchos Tefila writes that he says, Kara Tagar al Elu Shalomdim. He thinks it's a horrible practice that there are people who learn during Chazaras HaShatz, and also those who come late to davening and they try to catch up during Chazaras HaShatz. You're doing wonderful things. It's very nice. You're trying to say Karbanis, you're trying to say the Mishnayis Eza Makomim, but he says Chazaras HaShatz is not the proper time to be doing that. Whether it's talking about learning or whether it's talking about davening, but different parts of davening outside of Chazaras HaShatz. The Kaf HaChaim writes the same way, so Sfardim are bound by this as well. The Mishneh Berurah quotes as the halacha, and the Mishneh Berurah says, Yesh lizar milomer tachanunim o lilmud be'ez Chazaras HaShatz. Says the Mishneh Berurah, a person should be careful. He's not allowed to say any other tefillos or to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. Afilu im mechavnun l'socha bracha. Even if you're such a great tzaddik that you can figure out how to split your brain and to learn with one half of your brain and to pay attention with the other one, and you're going to answer Amen as the Chazan gets to the end of the bracha, still he says it's not nice, it's not a good thing to do. Shalotei Amen Yisoma, because once in a while you're going to make a mistake and you're going to answer Amen after the bracha is already finished or before the bracha is done. And he says, therefore, it's not a good idea. Shem Halomdim Yifnu Lilimudam. He says, if the Talmidei Chacham in the room are going to sit and go ahead and learn on their own, Ame Haaretz Yilmudu Mehem, other people are also going to learn from them. Shelo Lahazin L'Shliach Tzibur V'Yasku B'Sicha B'Telechas V'Shalom Nimtzu Machtiim Es HaRabim. Says the Mishneh Berurah, a person who thinks he's such a great tzaddik and he wants to learn in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, he's nothing less than Hachotei Es HaRabim. He's causing other people to take Shliach Tzibur, to take the Chazaras HaShatz lightly, not to pay attention and not to take it seriously. The Chassam Sofer writes a beautiful vart. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chafal, if this is in the Chassam Sofer on Shas, so he says, the Gemara says over there, a lashon that Rav Shimon Yochai said, Halavai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kulo. Famous line. The Gemara there is talking about a different context, but we're told, Halavai, everyone would spend the whole day davening. Frek de Velt, what do you mean? What's going to be with my Torah? What's going to be with my learning? Halavai, I'm going to daven all day, then when am I going to learn? So says the Chassam Sofer, what the Gemara means to say is there's no greater Yetzirah to learn than during Chazaras HaShatz. There's no greater Yetzirah to learn than during davening. Everybody knows that. Even the guy who's not such a big masman, when it comes to the middle of davening, of course, he's all over the Svarim, he's a big masman, he's learning all the time. says the Chassam Sofer, halavai, a person will learn all day long, then he would have the biggest Yetzihara. I'm sorry, if he was davening all day long, he would have the biggest Yetzihara to be a big masmid, to learn the whole day. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes in his time, that already this was something that was matzi bizmano, that people used to learn in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and he says that the Yetzihara is at his strength in the time of Chazaras HaShatz to try to get people not to pay attention and to learn, and he laughs it off by saying, yeah, you can learn, it's fine, it's better, but really, in fact, it's a terrible thing for us to be doing. So let's, I just want to draw our attention to a very interesting quote that somebody showed me from one of the Sanzer Rebbes, the Shefa Chaim, when he discusses about learning during davening, about learning during Chazaras HaShatz. He says as follows, Yeshnam Avreichem Shalomdim Tesva V'af Yurches Shoz B'Yamama. He says, we all know that there are many Kolo Yungalite who will learn 15 hours a day, 18 hours a day, their mom is plugging away big masmidim. However, B'chol Zos Lo Ron Sheyitzmachu Gedol Yisrael K'mal Mehadar HaKodem. We all know that for some reason we're just not producing the great Gedolei Torah that we used to have. So some say it's Yiridus HaDoros, but what's that all about? What do you mean? We're spending more time learning. We have more Svarim than they ever had. We have such a resource that no prior generations ever had before us. So what's going on? How come we're not producing Gedolei Yisrael as we used to have? Says the Sanzer Rebbe as follows, V'hasiba l'kach hi miut hatfila. Says the Sanzer Rebbe, the reason for this is solely because of miut hatfila, because we don't daven properly and we don't take it seriously. Shalomid v'hasmada, yes, you're right, we learn with a lot of hasmada, v'apshu v'shas hatfila ma'ayim b'sefer, we're such big masmidim that in the middle of davening we're also in the middle of learning. V'eino makshiv l'chazaras hashatz, we don't spend the time listening and paying attention to the tefila b'tzibur, to the chazaras hashatz. Shebekavanas yeshnon kavanas miyuchados l'chavin b'tefila b'lachash. There are certain things a person is supposed to think about when he's davening tefillah b'lachash, but there are certain special qualities to the Chazaras HaShatz as well. V'chotev as tefillas of a mehiris, and these big masmidim daven up the davening quickly. They feel it's a waste of time. It's a bittul Torah, so they go ahead and they daven fast in order that they should get back to their learning. V'einem ispallim atzibur mila mibila. Then he goes on to quote a story about the Chassam Sofer, that when the Chassam Sofer was young, so apparently he had a friend who used to learn all the time, and the Chassam Sofer was an individual who spent a long time davening Shemona Esrei. Apparently he davened very slowly, and he spent a lot of his day on tefillah. So his friend was making fun of him, and he said, you never will be a Talmid Chacham, because you spend so much time davening, you're not going to end up learning anything. So the Chassam Sofer answered him that the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Kal Hamarach B'Tefiloso, Marichin Lo Yamav Ushnoso. Says the Chassam Sofer, I spend my time davening, the Rebbeinu Shalom will give me more years to catch up on the learning that I missed out when you were sitting and being a big masvid. I have nothing to worry about. Everything's ayis kecheshbon. Everything will come back. The Rebbeinu Shalom will make sure I'll be the Talmid Chacham that I'm supposed to be. But my job right now is to daven when I'm supposed to daven, to learn when I'm supposed to learn. We don't cross the lines. We don't do everything at once. It's not a big challenge. The Prima Gadim, in fact, writes in the Mishpat Zav over there in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, so he points out as well, he says, Chadashim Ikarav Bo, there's a new type of practice in our community, he says, Shecholtzim HaTfilin DeRashi Acher Kedusha Shel Shmona Esrei. Says the Prima Gadim, there are those Chasidim Anshei Maisa who wear Tfilin DeRabbeinu Tam as well. As we know, the real Tfilin HaTfilin DeRashi, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that, LaHalacha, that Rashi is the real Tfilin, but there are Chasidim, there are many Tzadikim who wear Tfilin DeRabbeinu Tam. That's a very nice thing, but says the Prima Gadim, one has to be careful that he does not take them off in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Number one, Be'emes, Melvad She'osen Shelo Kedin, Hamavur B'Simen Chafei, that one is not allowed to take off his tefillin before he says Kedusha D'Sidra, before he says Evalutziyah, and the Shulchan Aruch says one is not allowed to remove his tefillin. That's number one, the thing wrong with taking off your tefillin at that point, after Kedusha. Problem number two, says the Prima Gadim, you're not going to pay attention at all to the words of the Chazaras HaShatz. So he says he doesn't like this new practice that the people in his community started to do, that they take off their tefillin of Rashi in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. He said one has to wait for two reasons until Chazaras HaShatz is over, and in fact he has to wait until Uval Etzion is over. Then he's allowed to take off his tefillin to Rashi, and then he can go ahead and do the Midas Chasidus and wear the tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. And then listen to this feisty lashon that he writes, and then he says, it's the same way we would speak. He says, Lo ratzisi lishol klalosam v'lo rotzani b'tirutzam. I don't care to ask them because I don't care for their answers. He said, I'm not going to go to give them a hard time. I couldn't care less what they have to say. Everyone has a nice teretz, but says the Prima Gadim, Eini rotza lisho klal osam. I don't want to ask these individuals what the rationale is for doing what they're doing. Ve'eini rotza b'terutzam. I'm not interested in what they have to answer either. They're absolutely wrong. There's no heter for it. And the Prima Gadim writes, this is something that we should be careful about. Just one last interesting question The Achronim do point out that there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Hilchos Tefila, it says that if we don't have 9 people who are listening to the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur, says the Shulchan Aruch, Karav Hadavar Lios Bracha Levatala. If we don't have 9 people who are answering and paying attention to the Shliach Tzibur, so that is ostensibly a Bracha Levatala. But then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Nun Hey, which is earlier, the Shulchan Aruch writes a different halacha, which seems to contradict this one. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's say we started davening and we had 10 people, and now a bunch of people walk out, so we're allowed to continue the Chazaras HaShatz, although we don't have 9 people answering. So what is it? If we don't have 9 people answering, are we Yotzei Chazaras HaShatz, or do we consider it a Bracha Levatala? How do we resolve this apparent stira between the two Pesachim and Shulchan Aruch? So one of the Achronim writes, and many go along with this suggestion, that there is a difference whether the reason why we lost our minyan, whether the reason why 9 people are not answering is because there's some Hatzalah members who had to run out, there's a doctor who had to go on a call, there's somebody who had a medical emergency or some other emergency, so that's why we no longer have a minyan. So then, since we began the Chazaras HaShatz with a minyan, we're allowed to finish off as well, although we don't have 9 people answering. However, if the only reason people are not answering is because they're busy talking, or they're busy learning, or they're busy doing other things and not paying attention to the Chazaras HaShatz, but it's not for any emergency, there's no good reason why they're doing this, there the Shulchan Aruch says, Karav Hadavar Lios Bracha Levatala. So we have to be careful when we have the Chazaras HaShatz each and every day, we have to be careful that we have, first of all, each and every person on their own has to, number one, be careful, like the Mishnah Berurah tells us, b'shem many of the earlier Achronim, not to make a Chilul Hashem, that a person who talks is Machtias HaRabim, person who learns during davening is also a Machtias HaRabim, says the Mishnah Berurah, because that's going to cause other people to take it lightly and not to pay attention. And this is something that we should think about, because in fact it could end up that if we don't have 9 people answering and paying attention, it could be that we might have an issue of a Chazaras HaShatz being a Bracha Levatala. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.